Well, he's staring at a bunch of papers, wondering which ones to sign. Some say he can have the money if the other say he's lost his mind. And he could really use the money, 'cause he can't work anymore. His mind's too bent, his back's too broke. Blames it all on the war. He's having a beer and a cigarette. It's not even 12 o'clock. When I walk in, give him a hug, we sit down to have a talk. Says you're looking more like your daddy's son each and every day. Come on in and have a seat, I got some news that's come my way. Post-traumatic stress disorder, that's what the VA says I've got. I guess all the memories finally stacked up from a war that everyone else forgot. I've got the sickness down in my lungs, son, and my blood's running thin. Boy, I think you're looking at the ghost of a Vietnam veteran. I seen some good men go down. And they say I'm the lucky one, 'cause I got to come back to town. It's been there 40 years and I can't close the door. Just walking around in my own damn house as a prisoner of war. Yeah, it's near 40 years later. There's another war in progress, and there's another soldier with his own traumatic stress. He's driving a tank through the sand, watching the destruction on the screen. Says it's all more like a video game, the brand new technology. He calls me on the phone sometimes to let me know that he's still alive. He wants to know if he makes it back home, if I could help him find a job. He says, you know, man, I feel like I've aged 20 some odd years. But you know, it's only been 7 short months since I had to come back over here. They work as hard every day and every night. Finding out it takes a whole lot of work to cover up stuff that just ain't right. He says, I'm sorry I woke you up, brother. It's just that sometimes I can't sleep. If you think what they show on TV is bad, you ought to see my dream. 'Cause I've seen some good men go down, like Birch and Chavez from the 1st Tank Battalion. You know it's a crying shame, and there will never be a settled score. 'Cause no matter whether we live or we die, we'll always be prisoners of war.